I will probably start the story at the end of it, which is building a museum is not building an office building. Museums are designed for people to roam around.
This season of Built, we're going to do just that. We'll be roaming 6 different venues around the country, including the new International African American Museum in Charleston, South Carolina.
The museum is built atop Gadsden's Wharf, the former site of one of our nation's most prolific slave trading ports. And one of our design features is that our building hovers over the site to respect the hallowedness of the grounds that we stand on.
We'll visit the Salt Shed Music Venue in Chicago and a former movie palace, the Landmark Theater in downtown Syracuse, New York. Each of these venues has to navigate its own challenges.
Cineplexes were burgeoning all across the county, and so the need for a 2,700-seat movie theater wasn't really there. And so when it was threatened with demolition, the community rallied, and they said, we're not going to let this one fall away, too.
Saving it from demolition was just the beginning.
You guys know where you're heading off to?
The theater turns 100 in 2028. And the changes they've had to make to attract new patrons are different than the changes they've made to attract touring Broadway shows.
Enjoy the show, you guys.
And each of the venues we'll visit were designed to gather people in very different ways. Join us at the massive indoor pickleball facility, Rhythm and Rally, in Macon, Georgia.
We got a little bit into the feasibility of it and realized that the Macy's building had columns in the store that were literally holding the facility together were too narrow to fit a pickleball court in.
And on a different scale,
we are at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, home of the Atlanta Falcons and Atlanta United. Just the assembly of those trusses that are holding up that oculus, the operable roof, was incredible. We had the largest crane in the whole world here for months and months.
I'm Brian Mann, Chief Innovation and Marketing Officer for Fidelity National Financial. This is Built's 5th season, and we're going big on the places that people gather and the different challenges we in the commercial real estate industry face in creating them and keeping them thriving.
And we're like in the bowels of the,
yes,
of
the
stadium.
The belly of the beast where all of the action is. We have about 250 people that are here on a daily basis.
Starting January 24th, meet the people that make gathering together possible at each of these different venues.
It's actually about honoring that space. And what's interesting is that when you explain that to people, their relationship to the space changes.
Subscribe to Built, commercial real estate's leading voices, on whatever podcast app you like to roam around.